Today's shir is Masechta Kedushin, Daf Ayin Ches. We will begin on Daf Ayin Ches, Amar Aleph, two lines from the top of the Amid. Says the Gemara Amar Yehuda, Kain Gadol Ba'almanim. As we've been discussing in our shiurim, a Kain Gadol may not marry an Almana. Says the Gemara that when Kain Gadol marries an Almana, like Ishtaya, he gets two Malkus. Achas, Bishom, one lav is because one malchus is for the violation of the lav. Amona grush v'chalol v'zoynas ela loyikach. V'achas bishom loyichalol. The other one is because he's defiling his children, as we discussed in our previous year very extensively. The child born from such a marriage is a chalol or chalola, and since the child born from such a marriage is a chalol or chalola, so creating that cholol, is considered a lav for which she's over. And the Rishonim point out that although our Gemara used the example of a Kohen Gadol marrying an Almana, the same halacha would apply by a Kohen Hedyot if he married a woman that he's not allowed to marry, a Grusha or a Chalola. Says the Gemara, "V'lilki nami mishum lo yichalel zaroi." I'm sorry. The lav of lo yichalel is that he made the woman into chalala. But ask the Gemara, why wouldn't he also get a malchus for what he did to his children? Answers the Gemara, we're referring to a situation that lo gama biyasoi. He never completed the act of bia. Since he never completed the act of bia, the child cannot be there cannot be a child here. But as the Miri points out, if indeed he did have a Gemar Bia and it could produce a child, then the Miri actually says that he would get another Malkus for what he did in that way. But points out the Miches Chinuch that if the woman who he had the Bia with, that he was not supposed to have the Bia with because she carries one of the various disqualifications that a woman that a Kohen Hedyot or Kohen Gadol may not marry, was a Ketana or an Islandess, the same halacha would apply. Because since it's the kind of woman that cannot produce a child, so since we're dealing with a woman that cannot produce a child, therefore, again, there is no Isser of Leichal Zaroi. But, points out the Rishash, so the way we just learned the Gemara, that if he did do Bia with a woman who can get pregnant, and he did a full bia, then he would get one more malchus. But ask the Rishonim, how do we know that just because he did all of that the woman is actually going to get pregnant? That does just because a person had a gemar bia, and just because he had the gemar bia with a woman who's capable of getting pregnant, doesn't mean she necessarily will get pregnant. So says the Rishash, from here we see, it doesn't make a difference if she actually gets pregnant. As long as he did the bia with a woman who potentially could get pregnant, that would be enough for him to have this, to be over this third lav. Masav Rava, asks Rava, we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Makkos, that if you'd give him an aleph, almana grusha loika mishum shnei shemus, somebody who has relations with an almana, and also a kohen gadol who has relations with a woman who's both an almana and a grusha, so he gets malchus for these two different isurim. My love, doesn't that Mishnah mean to say shnei shemers, just two, not four? The way Rabbi Yehuda began today's shir, it should be four. Says the Gemara, that's not the way to understand the Mishnah. Loi, the way to understand the Mishnah, shnei shemers azeh, v'shnei shemus alzeh. It means for each one of these separate isurim, he'll get malchus twice. One for the loyikach, and one for the loyichal. Ask the Gemara, ihachi, if that is indeed the halacha, that if a kohen has relations with a grusa, he's going to get two malchus for loyikach and loyichal, aim a sefer. So let's continue learning the sefer in our Mishnah, grusha chalutza, if the woman that he had relations was a grusha and a chalutza, the loch is en chayiv al achas. There's only one. But according to Yehuda, it should be two. for each one? Answers the Gemara, Hachkamer. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. Ein chayiv el achas. He's only going to get for each one iser. For the iser of grusha. But for the iser of grusha, as we're learning, he's going to get twice. Once for lo yikach, and once for lo yichala. So the Mashah asks, why? So ask the Gemara before you say the Mashah. The chalutzim medrabanan. Seems that the Mishnah is teaching us that the only issur we need to be concerned about is the issur grusha. We don't have to be concerned about chalutza. Is that true? Vatanya, the pasuk says, v'isha grusha m'isha lo yikachu. The pasuk that teaches us that a kohen may not marry a grusha. Only ella grusha, that only teaches us that he may not marry a grusha. Chalutza minayin. How do we know the kohen may not marry a chalutza? Tamalama v'esha. The extra vav comes to teach us that he's not marrying a chalutza. Answers the Gemara, even though we have this vav that's teaching us that he's not allowed to marry chalutza, still the halacha is that that's only a din midrabanan, and the pasuk that we just quoted, the vav, is only an asmachta b'alma. It's not to be viewed as a full-fledged issa deraisa. It's interesting to point out that Ritva explains what is the definition of an asmachta. Sometimes, so there are two ways of understanding it. One is that the Chazal wanted to strengthen what they're saying. And the way they were able to strengthen what they're saying, is by bringing support for a pasuk in the Torah. And that's what happened here. By saying the ve'isha, it strengthens what Chazal say, that one may not marry chalutza. That's one pshat. The other pshat he suggests is a very bechidush. He says, when we have an asmachta, which we often have in Shas, he says the way to understand the asmachta is that the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this to be asur. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, when he says kaviyachol, that he wants it to be asur, he didn't mean that it should be asur with the full-fledged power of a deraisa. What he wanted should be only in the category of a derabbanan. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol himself wants this to be a step down and wants it only to be asur at the level of a derabbanan and not at the level of a deraisa. So the Mashah asks, anyway, why would a woman who's a grusha and a chalutza be chayif for chalutza? We learned in our previous year the concept of enes achal alisser. So this woman is already a grusha, and a woman who's a grusha is already also to a kohen. And if enes achal alisser, so why would it be relevant? So of course we could always say, as we said in the previous year, that we're following the opinion that isachal al itzer. Another way of understanding, the Mashah explains, that the grusha, the chalutza, makes a woman not just usher to the person who did the chalitza, but makes her usher to all the brothers. That's why that's considered an isamaisif, and we say isachal al esser. Says the Gemara, Amar Baya, Kidesh, if a kohen did kedushin with one of the women with whom he's not supposed to marry, loika. Baal, if he does bia, loika. Kidesh, loika mishem loikach, explains the Baya, as soon as he did kedushin with a woman that he's not supposed to do kedushin, he gets malchus for the love of loikach. Baal, and when he does bia with that woman, loika mishem loikachal, he gets malchus for the love of loikachal. So Rashi explains that how do we understand this Gemara? That the Rabbi is telling us that he gets two malchus. But when does he get the two malchus? Only after bia. But after he does bia, he's going to get two malchus. One for lo yikach and one for lo yichalal. But ask the Ritva and other Rishonim, that means that when he did the likicha, when he did the kedushin we don't know if he's going to end up really doing the bia. And if we don't know if he's going to end up doing the bia, so the asra that he gets is asra safak. So how could he get malchus for the kedushin that we don't know that's going to be consummated with a bia? And because of this question, the Tosfos Rosh explains that we're referring to a situation, as we discussed in the first Mishnah of HaMasechta, that one of the ways Kedushin can be done is with Bia, that the Kedushin was done with Bia. And since the Kedushin was done with Bia, that's why she could get the two Malkas come at the same time. The Ritva has a different teretz. The Ritva says that this Gemara is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that holds Asra, Sofik, Shema Asra. The Machashas has another teretz. Machashas says, this person violated the Kedushin. So we gave him a Asra not to do the Kedushin. And since we gave him a Asra not to do Kedushin, we don't have to give him another Hasra. And therefore, it's not a question that we have to work, that we don't know he's going to do the Bia. If we saw that we gave him a Asra, and he violated the Asra, we don't have to do a new Asra on the Bia. We can be confident that, unfortunately, he's going to do it. The Ramban says that, indeed, what the Gemara means to say is that he's going to get his over to Lavin, Abaye means to say. But even though Abaye says he's over to Lavin, he's actually only going to get one Malkus. We can't give him Malkus for the Kedushin because we don't know what's going to be with that Kedushin. We only give him Malkus for the bia that we give Asra right before the bia. Rav Amar, Baal, if he does bia, he gets Malkus on the bia. Loi Baal, but if he doesn't ultimately do bia, ain't it likely he wouldn't get Malkus. Mishum the Ksiv, what is the reason for Rava? Because the Pasuk says, Layikach for Layichalal, Matam Layikach, what is the Issa Layikach based on? On the Layichalal. Only in a case that he's going to do actually the spear. So we until the bia taking place, he wouldn't get any Malkus. Maida Abaye, but says even though Abaye is saying that the Kedushin itself carries with it a Malkus, or certainly an Isser, Maida Abaye Maxim Grushasim and Nissus, as we discussed as well in our previous year, that if somebody divorces his wife, the halacha is that as long as she doesn't marry someone else, he can remarry her. But once she marries someone else, he may not remarry her. Says Abaye that somebody, Kidesh, he did Kedushin in his former wife without doing Bia, V'loi Baal, and Aloika. Then there wouldn't be any Malkus. Why? Because follow the words of the Pasuk, says Abaye. L'kachta liyos lo l'isha rachmana. The Torah says it's the consummation, the bia, which is of consideration. And if there was only Kedushin, haleka, there is no bia. Furthermore, says the Gemara, umay de rabbi b'kayin gadol ba'amana. If a kayin gadol did Kedushin in a amana, that even if he did baal v'lai kidesh, if he just had relations with her without ever having done Kedushin, shaloika, he's going to get Malkus. Why? Because the pasuk says, what is the concern there? By having relations, it could lead to having children, and therefore he'll be over right away on the lav of lo yichal. V'shneim, it says the Gemara, both Abaye and Rava agree, that somebody's remarrying the woman who he divorced and got married to someone else already. Now she's obviously not married to that person. Shambav l'kiddush, that if he did bia without kedush and aloika. Why? Because the Torah says l'kachta. So the Torah says, in order to be over this iser, you have to have two considerations. You have to have l'kachta, you have to have an act of kedushin, coupled with loy li'isha, you have to also have that he did a bia. And if you don't have both of those considerations, you're not going to get Malkus. The Rambam says that by all Chayv Lavin, if you did bia without Kedushin, you wouldn't get Malkus. So ask many Achroinim, the Gemara Masechta Yevamos teaches us that if a wife of a Kohen was raped, she was violated, and then the Kohen lives with her, he's over the lav of Zoyna. But this was his wife from before. And if it was wife from before, so now when he has relations with her, isn't this just a situation of Baal? We had relations, v'loy kidesh. And the Rambam says, in a case of Baal v'loy kidesh, by chai v'lavin, you wouldn't get malchus. So Rechonon says a very interesting pshat. He says that the way we look at Kedushin is not that the Kedushin happened once at the beginning of the marriage, and that's it for the rest of the duration of the marriage. Rather, the way to look at Kedushin is that every moment that I'm married to a woman, the Kedushin is, so to speak, renewing itself. So since every moment that I'm married to this woman, the Kedushin, so to speak, is renewing itself, so there is going to be considered a case of Baal the Kiddush. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bas ger zocher kabas cholo zocher. The daughter of a father who's a ger is like the daughter of a cholo. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Bas ger zocher kabas cholo zocher. And, says Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, just like a bas cholol zocher, the daughter of a cholol may not marry a kohen, so too may the daughter of a ger, as long as her father is a ger, she may not marry a kohen. And says the Gemara, v'din noisin. It's a logical explanation. Ma cholol shabam atipa ksheira. If we think about a cholol, his father is a kosher Jew, still bita psula, ger shabam, still the daughter is also to a kohen. Ger shadam matipa psula. He was born from a father who's not Jewish. Knows the cholol was born from a perfectly fine Jew. The ger was born from a non-Jew. Ain't a dishatita psula. So the how do we compare the situation? Mal cholol in the creation of a cholol shekain yitzros ba'avera. How was a cholol created? The two people who aren't supposed to be married to each other got married and lived together. So that's why it's a serious situation. A ger, whose parents are not Jewish, did not do anything wrong with living together. Says the Gemara, the Kohen Gadol wasn't born through the act of an Avera, yet Bita Psula. Says the Gemara, you're right, the Kohen Gadol wasn't born through an act of an Avera, but he did an Avera. Ma kain godel balmona she came be also by avera. He did an avera. Cholol hichiach. But says the Gemara will bring a raya that a cholol who had relations with a bas yisrael, they didn't do anything wrong, and yet the child is a cholol. What do we see from here? Says the Gemara. Chazadein loy rizekrizeh loy rizekrizeh. It's not that they were created in a sin, like a cholol was created in sin. Nor is it that there was a bias avera, like a kohen gadol ba'almana, shatzad shavah shebehen sheinu b'roi psul. They're different than everybody else. One in the case that this child was born in sin, and one is that the bias is an avera. I find the obvious ager sheinu b'roi kol. Most people are not gerim b'ti psula. But ask the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. Mal shatzad shavah shebehen, when we speak about a cholol, we speak about a monokoin godel, there is some element of avera. Shekein yesh bem tzad avera. The cholol became a cholol because his parents did something wrong. And the koin godel had relations with the almona that is an avera. But the ger that has relations with the Yisraelis, there's no element of avera. Loi tema. Says the Gemara, you're right. We have to rethink what we said. Says the Gemara, loy teim a kohen gadol ba'almana yichiach. We don't learn it from a kohen gadol and a mana, and we learn it from a mitzri rishon yichiach. That the halach is that a mitzri can only become accepted into Klal Yisrael at the third generation. A mitzri rishon who married a mitzvah rishona, that there's no avera, and yet the child is going to be a mitzri sheni or mitzri shniyah who he can't marry. Says the Gemara, Mala mitzri rishon, she can't ain royal or kol. They are inherently disqualified from being part of Klal Yisrael. Chol yichiach. Says the Gemara, will bring a raya from cholol. The halacha is a cholol can get married. The only problem is that the daughter of a cholol can't marry a kohen. Chazar dein, loy rizek rizek, hatzara shavahem, Shein Barav Kol, they're different than everybody else, and that's why Blita Psula, their daughters may not marry a Kohen. Afa in the obvious Ager, Shein Barav Kol, most people, fathers are not Gerim, and that's why Blita Psula to marry a Kohen. Says the Gemara, Mal Tzad HaShavash Ben, Shekein Poslim Be Osom. They, the having the relations is what causes this problem. That a cholol and again mitzri, the halach is that a cholol has relations with a woman, that creates that their child will be asked to marry a kohen. A mitzri rishon has relations with a mitzri rishona, it creates that their child can marry into Klal Yisrael. But when a ger has relations with a Yisraelis, it doesn't create any situation. Rabbi Huda says the Gemara Ger Nami Paisul Bibiyosai. Rabbi Huda's opinion actually is that a Ger has relations with a Jewish woman, she will become disqualified from ever marrying a Kohen. Maisalai, and actually, how does Rabbi Huda get to that conclusion? But Mat Sad Maidina, he learns it from the halachas that we just learned. Just like a cholol who comes from kosher Jews. The halacha is when he has relations with a woman, the halacha is that woman's daughter or she cannot marry a kohen. So too, a ger that comes from Tipa Psula, certainly he should disqualify the wife. You'll say the chol was created in sin. A ger mitzri that wasn't created in sin will be a raya. And we'll learn therefore from combination of a chol and ger mitzri that most people don't have that disqualification, but they disqualify the women. So too will be the din when a ger has relations with a Jewish woman, that woman can never marry Kohen nor her daughter. Says the Mara, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we learned in the Mishnah that if a Yisrael married a Geyoris, then their daughter can marry a Kohen. If a ger married a Yisraelis, if a Yisrael married Giyaris, the Bita is Ksher Lakuna. If a Ger Nosabas Yisrael, Bita Ksher Lakuhuna. Says the Gemara Tanya, Shimon Yemaimar, Giyaris Pachusim Bashal Shon of Yechad. If you have a girl who's a Giyaris that became a Giyaris when she was less than 3 years old, and therefore, since she became a Giyaris when she was less than 3 years old, she never became disqualified. And as all the Rishonim explain, if somebody becomes a Geyoris over the age of 3, so we know that the Bia with a woman who's over 3 years old is considered a full-fledged act of Bia. And since at that point she wasn't yet Megayir, we have to be concerned that she had relations and she became a Zoyna. But if this girl became a Geyoris when she was less than 3, so if she was less than 3, she's already Jewish. We don't have to be concerned as she can marry Kohanis. Kohen Shnemar, the Pasuk speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu giving instructions to the soldiers who came back from war. V'kol atap anoshim, hach yulachem, says the Gemara, you could take all, v'kol atap anoshim l'shloyod mishkav zachu, hach yulachem. You could take for wives. Now the question is, V'loy Pinchas ha'yimoyim. Pinchas was the general in the army. Pinchas is a Kohen. So how could Pinchas marry them? It must be because she was less than 3 years old. So I saw that the Rishonim asked, maybe he was allowed to marry them because of our halacha that we've discussed, a parasha in the Torah of Yifas Toyer. So the Rishonim give a number of answers. One answer is that this was by Mechemes Midyan. And by Mechemes Midyan, there was no halacha of Yifas Toyer. Moreover, other Rishonim say that this is only after they came. Moshe Rabbeinu said this message to them only after they came back from war. And since they only came back, it was sent after they already came back from war, the parasha of Yifas Toyer, the special dispensation of Yifas Toyer, was only said while they're at war. When they're back from war, you don't have that special dispensation anymore. A third pshat that I saw is that the Torah indeed tells us The Torah indeed tells us that there's a halacha of Yifas Tayr. And as we know, the Torah gives the heter of Yifas Tayr, because like different Torah, El Kenegi Yetzahara, the Torah is concerned about a person, doing and doing it in a proper way versus not doing it in the wrong way. However, speaking to someone who had relations with, speak about a girl who's less than 3 years old. When a girl is less than 3 years old, there's no concern of Yetzirah. And if there's no concern of Yetzirah, there is no heter, there wouldn't be a heter of Yifas Toya. Says the Gemara of Rabbanon, the Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, how, and they say that anybody born from Gerim may not marry. How are they going to explain? Hachilchem, they can explain the possible Hachilchem, the Lavodim L'Shvachas, but you can't get married. So we were up to, as a coin of Yehuda, the daughter of a Ger, of the father's a Ger, can never marry a Kohen, even if the mother's Yisraelis. According to Rabbi Elazar, if there's a father or a mother who are Yisraelim, they may marry a Kohen, only if it's both parents. According to Rabbi Yossi, even a Ger who married a Geyoris, the daughter can marry a Kohen, as long as she was conceived and born as a Jew. And according to Rabbi Shimon, even a Geyoris herself can marry a Jew, as long as the Geiris took place when she was less than 3 years old. And says the Gemara, the Kulan, all of these various opinions that we just cited, Mikra Achadarshu, they all learn it from the same Pasuk. The Pasuk says, in Yecheskel, to the Kohanim, Amana Grushav La Yuchu Lahem Lanashim, Ki Im Besulis Mabes Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Sover, Rabbi Yehuda says, Adis Kol Zerem Yisrael, that the primary zera comes from the father, as long as the father is Yisrael, to marry Kohen. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov sara mizara fafil mixa zera. As long as there's a Yisrael in a parentage, a father or the mother, it's enough. Rabbi Yosef sava misha nizra b'Yisrael. As long as her conception was when her parents were gerim, it's enough. Shemen yichayama misha nizra b'sila b'Yisrael. As long as she became 3 years old, she was a Yisraelis before she became 3 years old. Amalei Rav Nachman LaRava. Haikra, the Pasuk in Yecheskel, speaks about a Kohen Gadol, because the Pasuk says, Le'yuchalem Lashem Kiyim Besulis. The halacha that the woman has to be a besula is a halacha that's spoken to Kohanim. The Sefer, which says, V'amona Ashetiyah Amona Mikohen Yikachu, is speaking about a Kohen Hedget that's allowed to marry an Amona. So isn't that sort of uncommon that the pasuk should change subjects? The first part should be speaking to Kohen Gadol, and the second part should be speaking to Kohen Hedget. Says the Gemara, in there's no other way of explaining this pasuk. So the Meshech Chochma says pshat in this pasuk that the Navi is telling the Kohanim that at that time they had taken control of Yerushalayim. And since they had taken, the Goyim had taken control of Yerushalayim, and all the women in Yerushalayim were considered shvuyos. And many times we've learned that a shvuya, a woman who was captured, kidnapped, is now married a Kohen. Only if we see that the woman is an almanus Kohen. If the woman is an almanus Kohen, we just spoke earlier in our shir that a Kohen cannot remain with his wife, even if she was violated. So how could if we see that this woman is an almanas kohen, it's clearly an indication that she wasn't violated. Once we clearly have an indication that she wasn't violated, that's why the kohen is going to be allowed. That's why the kohen is going to be allowed to marry her, because I don't have to. Another kohen can marry her because I don't have to worry that she became disqualified. Ask the Gemara, the Kasuk Krahachi, is that the way Pesukim work, that they change subjects? Amalei in, we have this. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'ner al-Kim terem yichba, V'shmul shaykh l'Hashem. that it seems that Shmuel was sleeping in the Heichal. The Haloi and Yeshiva Bazar Ela Malcha Beistava Bavad. So how could Shmuel possibly been sleeping there? Ela says the Gemara, the pasuk is to be divided. Neral Kimtaim Yechbe Bechechel Hashem. There was a ner of the menorah constantly on in the Beis Hamikdash. And another fact that the pasuk is stating, the Shmuel Shoichim Mekaymai, Shmuel was sleeping, obviously not in the Heichal. So here we're saying that Ein Yeshiva Bazara Ela Malcha Beis Tavu Bavad. So Tosfos asks that kachim that Kohanim eat, that them and kachim can only be eaten in the Azara. And the halacha is that of course the Kohen, when he eats those kachim, sit. But we just learned that nobody's allowed to sit besides Malchus Beis Tavu. So Tosfos answers, kachim kalim can't be eaten in the Azara. Kachim, since there's no other choice, can be eaten in the Azara, sitting. Another answer, Taisa says, that when are you not allowed to sit in the Azara? You're not allowed to sit in the Azara if it's not Letzorich Avoida. Eating Kabonis is considered an Avoida, and since it's considered an Avoida, for Avoida, you're allowed to sit. Why is the Halacha, the Malchi Beis David, is allowed to sit in the Azara? Because Rashi Masechta Sotah explains the Torah wants to show honor and glory to the Kohanim. How does the Torah show this honor and glory? By saying that they are the only ones that are allowed to sit in the Azara. The Masha says that there's a strong connection between the Azara and Malchi Beis David. Because the Pasuk says regarding the Azara, Eva Lamoshevla, that's the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests the Shechina. And the Malchus Beis David is considered as if they sit on the Kisei Hashem. And therefore, the Malchus Beis David was set to sit in the Azara. Another pshat that I saw from the Ostzer Rebbe is why indeed are we not allowed to sit in the Azara? One is because it shows gaiva, it shows arrogance. Another is because it shows a lack of kavod rosh. It shows a lack of seriousness when you're sitting in the Azara. So for most people, these are real considerations. But people who are from the Malchi Beis David, we don't have to worry. And since we don't have to worry about it by them, that's where we could be lenient. The Pasuk says, we quoted this Pasuk, V'amana shuti amana mikoyin yikhu. Ask them mikoyin in Mishrael loy. What does it mean? A kohen and hedyot can marry any almana. How come a kohen yichu, mishar kohanim yichu? The pasuk is saying somebody who's not a kohen gadol may marry an almana. Tanya hami hachmi kohen yichu. What does that mean? Mishar kohanim yichu. The kohanim hedyotim may marry this almana. Rav Yehuda Omer, the pshat in the pasuk like this: min hamasin lakuna, somebody who is the almana of a kohen, that such an apostle woman may a kohen marry, but Rabbi Yehuda, following his opinion, the almana of a ger, since this woman, even though she was born Jewish, lived with a ger, may not marry a kohen. Yehuda tamei, because Rabbi Yehuda, as we learned earlier on in Aleph, damag bas ger zok bas chol zocher, and therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, kol shat anois bitoi, if a kohen would be allowed to marry the daughter at the nois lamanosoi, the kohen can marry the almana. But since you can't marry the daughter of a ger, according to Rabbi Yehuda, kol shat anois bitoi, a kohen may not marry the almana either. Rabbi Yosef ma'afkei shenosoi giyoris, the halacha is the daughter may marry kohen. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Amnuna mishmei d'ula, the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef. Ken Amar Rav Abba b'chan halacha Rabbi Yosef. Says the Gemara ever, Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, from when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nag and Kohanim Sil Sabatzim, the Kohanim are strict, and they follow the opinion of Elazar by Yaakov, that only if one parent is a Jew, a Yisrael, will the Kohen marry them. If both parents are Gerim, they don't. And I saw that the Rishonim explain, because as the times got weaker, people were not so familiar, the Kohanim were not so familiar with all the halachas. since the Kohanim were not so familiar with all the halachas, they took on extra stringencies to make sure that they won't end up marrying someone who they may not marry. Amram Nachman Amali Huna, Ba Limlach, if a Kohen comes to ask us, we recommend that he should not marry a girl who at least one parent is a Yisrael. However, Nasa, if he married a woman who both parents are Gerim, and she was born that way, we don't force them to get divorced, which is consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Says the Mishnah. Our Mishnah goes back to a subject that we've learned in our Masechta more than once. And that is a parent, or who could identify if somebody is disqualified or not. Says the Mara, somebody says, a Beniza Mamzer, he says that my son is a Mamzer, ain't a Neman. We don't trust him. The father doesn't have ability to say his son is disqualified. And says the Mishnah, Afilu Shnei Moidim, even if both parents say that this child is a Mamzer, Afilu Shnei Moidim Amubisha B'Me'ah, a woman is pregnant and they say that the child is a Mamzer, ain't an Amonim. They are trusted. Why are they trusted? So the Rashbam explains that we've learned that the Torah says Yaker, and Yaker says that the father has namonis, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a very strong namonis for all different situations. The Taisus says a different pshat. Taisus says that what does Yaker mean? As we've learned, the definition of Yaker comes to say that a father could say that this son is a Bechor. Now, how could he say that this son is a Bechor? We know he has an older brother. It must be that included in saying that this son is a Bechor, he's saying that the older brother is a Mamzer. And therefore, we see from here that he has Namonis. Another pshat that the Rishonim suggest is because the Torah says, Kiyil ish ben asnua. Kiyil ish tein noshim achzahu v'achasnua. Achasnu means that the child that's born, as we explained earlier in the Masechta, means that he was born from a marriage that wasn't supposed to take place. And since he was born from a child, from a marriage that wasn't supposed to take place, essentially the Torah is saying that he's a mamzer, and the Torah is saying that he's Naman. Maiva fil shneim, says the Gemara, what does it mean that even if both parents say it, that we don't trust them? Says the Gemara, the way to understand the Mishnah is as follows. Loi mibayi kama. Loi mibayi iu. Certainly when the father says that this son is a mamzer, loi kimlei. He can't be certain who impregnated his wife. Elfi ihi. Even if the wife is the one that says it, and she knows who made her pregnant, the kimla, she knows who made her pregnant, still the halacha is la mehemna. Says the Gemara, v'lo mibayi, certainly in a situation, heichadis lecheskas de kashrus, where the child was already born, and he already has a cheskas kashrus, and now the parents want to undo that, the la mehemni, alafil heicha, alafil ubenami, where the child wasn't even born. And since the child wasn't born, there is no cheskas kashrus. The cheskas kashrus only kicks in after he was born. Elafila al uba nami, the less the chazok the kashrus, the loch is in loy mehemni. But Rabbi Yehuda says, namonim, they are believed. Kiritanya, the pasuk says, kies bechor ben asnu yaker. We mentioned this yaker. The word kies bechor ben asnu yaker los lois plin shnaim bechor shimatzloi. The word yaker comes to teach us, yakiren elacherim. He's the one that can make this determination that others, most notably the Beis Din, can know what is his status. And therefore, says the Gemara, Amri Yehuda, Neman Adam Leimer, Zebani Bechar. A person could say this son is a Bechar. Shem Shneman Adam Leimer, Zebani Bechar. Kach Adam Neman Adam Leimer. A person could say Zeben Grusha, Zeben Chalutza, Chama Enem Mammon. But all the Rishonim say that even though, as we just learned in the Mishnah and the Gemara, the Chama much stricter than Rabbi Yehuda, they agree that Yaker does give the father the namanus to say his son is a bechor. Amalei Rav Nachman bar Rava, Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda, Hanedik Siv Yakir. El Rabbanon, that he can't say Yakil Amalei, says the Gemara, B'tzar HaKeira. As we just said, how will we know somebody's a bechor? Only through his father's testimony. And for that, even the Rabbanon say he has namanus. Ask the Gemara, but why? What is that? Why is that such a big chiddush? L'may hilchasa. We know that a bechor gets a double portion. So are we going to say it's for that purpose? Lois loy pishnaim, that he gets pishnaim? Pshita. Of course, for that he's neman. L'amali kro. I don't need a pasuk to tell us that. Migi debay me'as le'matara, milo yavale. If a father wanted to give a child, even if he's not a bechor, a double portion, and write a halachically accepted will, he's allowed to. So since he has that ability, that's called biyadai, and some explain that biyadai is very similar to a migui, and just like migui gives you namanus, this will give you namanus. Says the Gemara, it's talking about b'nechasim shenafu l'achamikan. It's talking about different assets that were that the father did not have at that time. So as we learned, so the father doesn't have a biyodai on what he didn't have at that time. So saying that he's a bechor and he should get a double portion, we can't apply to that, to those assets, the concept of yakir, the concept of biyodai. So why does the father have the ability to do it? Because of this new halacha of yakir. So that's only a problem if we consider that you can't do a kinyan on a davish shabal olam. But ask the Gemara or Ramei Adama, we learned Ramei's opinion earlier on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, that Adam mak the davish shabal olam yakalam ali. So he could have given him a double portion, even in assets that he doesn't own. Answers the Gemara, nafloi shugaisis. The father cannot do a kinyan on some on when he's a geisis. A geisis is a person who's about to pass away. On those, he doesn't have a and those he doesn't have a biyadai, and therefore there the only reason he can give him a double is because of the special halacha of yakir. The question is, why can't a geisis make a kinyan? So some say because a geisis, even though he is considered a person who's alive, but the Rashbam explains that anything that involves das, anything that requires clarity of mind, we can't, and certainly that's the first prerequisite of any kinyan, and since he doesn't have das, that's why even though halachically he's considered kachai, he's considered alive, he is unable to make kinyanim.